An international relations expert and minister in charge of public-private partnership, Dr. Rashid Pelpo, says President Mahama's visit to Japan will not only strengthen the traditional relations between the two countries, but will also increase economic and sociocultural ties. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the benefits to the two countries, Dr. Pelpo said Ghana stands to gain from the Japanese experience in the manufacturing and agricultural sectors. He spoke to George Ankra.
Japan, as we know, is a developed country that has traditional relations with Ghana and over the years has been of help to us in terms of loans and grants to the people of Ghana. This has been after a long while since our independence, but up to a point, there had been some difficulty in Japan granting us any kind of help in terms of grants and loans, not because of any bad relations that exist between us, but because we had entered into another phase of our economic development and have been categorized as a middle-income status country. But with the visit of the president, a lot of this support has been restored.
I understand Japan is again expanding scholarships to train Ghanaians in various fields of endeavor. How do you see that?
It's been a traditional support to Ghanaians, you know, in terms of granting scholarships, in terms of supporting small businesses, in terms of supporting agriculture. And this is a very important area where we have intercultural exchange. And that narrows down to the kind of scholarships we gain to learn the Japanese system of administration and of education. And for students who will gain entry into Japanese schools, gaining scholarship as a result of, you know, going through processes that are outlined and eventually winning their scholarships to study in Japan. And this visit is one of the areas that will be strengthened because our two countries have traditional relations and we would like to concretize them, we would like to continue them. And education is one area of endeavor which has a potential of bringing people together and helping to show international understanding and cooperation among the Committee of Nations.